马太福音第六章19到34节，不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能嗅坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在地上，在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能嗅坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不生于饮食吗？身体不生于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积攒，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。阿们，这是神的话。
Good afternoon.
下午好。
Let me pray. God, please speak to us from your word today.
神啊，求你啊，向我们的心，向我们说话。
Change our hearts.
改变我们的心。
Help us to put the kingdom of God first.
帮助我们把神的国放在第一位。
Amen.
Amen.
Friends, we are studying the Sermon on the Mount.
最近我们在研读这个登山宝训。
We come to a difficult part.
我们今天来到一个非常不容易理解的一部分。
It's about money.
就是关于钱财的问题。
We always struggle with money.
我们很容易在金钱上挣扎。
It is very easy to let money control your life.
很容易人们让钱财掌控我们的生活。
I'm from a Greek background. We care about money.
我们从牧师从希腊的背景过来，非常关心钱财。
I know you're from Chinese background. You care about money.
中国人更是这样。
Everyone cares about money.
每个人。
See, should I buy a new car? How expensive should it be?
我应当是不是买个新车呢？买多么贵的？
Should I build a bigger house? How much money should I put into it?
我应当建一个多么大的房子？我应当投入多少钱财？
If I go on holidays, how much should I spend?
如果我去度假，我应当花多少钱呢？
Where should I go?
我应当去哪里？
My children's education, should I pay for private school fees?
我孩子的教育，我是不是应当花钱把他们送到私立学校去呢？
I sent all my kids to public schools, very cheap.
我把孩子都送到公立学校的，很便宜。
Don't pay them anything.
但是什么都不用花。
Some parents pay $20,000 every year for their school education.
有的人每年为孩子花，一个孩子要花20,000块钱。
Crazy people.
牧师说这是脑袋有问题的人。
Sometimes you go shopping and you're not shopping, you see a new dress, you don't need it, but you get out the MasterCard and you tap, you buy it.
有时候你去买东西，本来没想东西，可是看到一个好的衣服，然后就喜欢它了，然后就拿出MasterCard 就买了。
Or you see a new suit, I don't need it, but I'll buy it.
或者你看那个新的西装，你不需要它，但是呢你买它。
And when you choose a job, you go to the one that pays you more money.
当你找工作的时候，你总是找那个工资高的那个工作。
If they don't give you enough money, you say, I want some more money.
他说给你的少，你喜欢更要的更多。
And I ask the question today, is the need for material prosperity and security strangling your love for God?
我们现在啊，我问你个问题，你现在对物质财富的需要是不是在扼杀你对神的爱呢？
In chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus teaches us to live different to the culture of the day.
哎，在马太福音的第六章，耶稣呼吁我们，我们要活得跟这个世代的流行的文化完全不一样。
We'd be different from the materialism of the irreligious.
我们要和这个没有宗教的物质主义啊，唯物主义这些人完全的不一样。
Verse 32, he says, the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
32节呢，那里说，这些东西都是外邦人所求的，你们所需用的这一切的东西，你们的天父是知道的。
And Jesus challenges the disciples to make a choice. Do you love God or do you love money more?
耶稣在这里挑战每一个人，你是爱神呢，还是爱钱财呢？
He says in verses 19 to 21, to work for treasure which lasts.
啊，在啊十九节那里说，你要为永恒的、不朽坏的钱财、财宝而活而工作。
He says, don't store up treasure on earth.
不要在地上积攒财宝。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，因为地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Why not do that? Because they are corruptible, they are insecure.
为什么不积攒财宝在地上呢？因为这些钱财，这些都是可锈坏的，是不安全的。
The moths get into your beautiful gear and they destroy them.
你说这个蛾子虫子会啊进入你的啊啊这个衣裳里面，会把它毁坏的。
And the word says moths and rust or moths and vermin. The Greek word means eating.
你知道在这里那个虫子还有锈，在希腊语的那个意思就是吃。
So it's like picture like rats and mice eating all the things that you have stored for yourself.
你知道这些个老鼠还有耗子，它会把你。储存的这些粮食都给你吃掉的。
We must be careful not to store up all our possessions because there is more to life than this.
你一定要谨慎，不要是只是在地上积攒这些财宝。
But let me explain what he does not mean by this.
让我们解释啊，耶稣他啊这句话不是什么，不是就是他的意思不是什么呢
？There is nothing wrong with possessions. There is nothing wrong with a house.
啊，他并不是禁止我们啊有私人的财产啊。
The Bible doesn't say you can't have them. The Bible says you can have it and look after your house, look after your family, feed everyone.
啊，耶稣并不是说我们没啊不许我们有私有财产，你可以有你的房，由于你的房子可以照顾你的家庭。
You don't have to give it all away. The Bible says you're allowed to save.
啊，也不是说把你都送出去，你可以啊储蓄的。
Says anyone who does not provide for his family is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8. So you have to save to care for your family.
啊，提摩太前书五章八节那儿说，你不养家、不看顾家自己家属的人，比不信的人更不好。
But what is provision? What is luxury?
但是啊，他也啊，最重要是什么是供应，什么是奢侈。
And the Bible says we should enjoy God's good gifts.
啊，圣经说我们应当享受神所赐给我们的好的东西。
In 1 Timothy 4, he says, "For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving."
提摩太前书那里说，因为神所造的万物都是好的，若感谢着领受，就没有一样可弃绝的。
1 Timothy 6:17, he says, "God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. To enjoy this earth."
啊，提摩太前书六章的十七节说，神是那赐百物给我们享受的神，神让我们享受这些美好的东西的。
But listen carefully.
但是要仔细听。
What he is forbidding is selfish accumulation of goods.
他所禁止，神耶稣在这里禁止的是那些自私的为自己积攒财物的东西。
You have so much for yourself, you do not care for the poor.
你啊，有那么多东西，但是你从来不关心困苦贫穷的人。
Jesus is not prohibiting having things, but the love of things.
耶稣在这里禁止的不是物质东西，而是贪爱这些财物。
The Bible says money is not a problem. If you got it, God bless you. But the love of money is a problem.
啊，神并不是让我们不要用钱啊，钱是好东西啊，只要用的合适啊。但是对钱财的贪恋却是所有罪恶的根源。
Says it's the root of all kinds of evil.
贪财是万恶之根。
But we are to store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. I wonder what that is.
当神让我们说，让我们积攒财宝在天上，这个是什么意思呢？
It's good. It says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. It's safe. It's secure.
啊，说二十节说，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖空来偷，在那里是安全的。
In other words, build a relationship with God.
用另一句话来说，就是让我们建立跟神的关系。
Share the gospel and help other people have a relationship with God.
我们应当传福音，让别人也跟神建立关系。
Develop a Christ-like character.
我们要建立基督的品格在我们里面。
Increase in faith, hope, and love.
在信心、盼望和爱中不断的增加。
Grow in the knowledge of Christ, for one day you will see Him face to face.
啊，在基督的恩典上和知识上不断的成长，直到将来有一天我们面对面的遇见他。
Give your money for the spread of the gospel.
啊，把你的钱啊应用在啊传福音的事业上。
These things, Jesus said, no one can steal it.
你知道这些东西贼是偷不走的。
Treasures in heaven.
这些就是积攒财宝在
天上。And he says, for where your treasure is, if our treasure is in heaven, there your heart also will be.
二十一节说，你们的财宝在哪里，你们的心也在哪里。如果我们的财宝是在天上的话，我们的心也在哪里。
If you only focus on the earth and all the things here, your heart will be focused on the earth. But if your focus is on God and heaven, then your heart will be focused on the right place.
如果 你的心只是看重地上的东西的话，你的生命就是主要是属地的东西。如果你让你的心注重在属天的身上，主在神的身上，你的财宝就在天上。
Jesus says there's a choice from treasures on earth or treasures in heaven.
说在这里有个选择，你是选择地上的财宝呢，还是选择天上的财宝？
The earth will be destroyed, the ones in heaven will remain forever.
你说在地上的财宝都会要消失的，但是在天上的财宝却永远都不会消失。
You know, sometimes when you're young and you become a Christian, you get in trouble with your parents when you think Jesus' way.
有的时候，你看我们当时年轻的时候你信了主。你可能给你的父母产生了矛盾。
When my parents found out I was giving money to the church and to missionaries and to poor people, they were very upset.
当我父母发现了我给教会捐钱，给穷人，给宣教机构的时候，他们非常的生气。
They said, "Keep the money for yourself. Buy your car, buy your house."
他说你要把钱给自己留着，买房子，买车。
But God teaches us to share what we have, not to keep it all for ourselves.
但是神教导我们要给别人分享，不是都留给自己用。
My father worshipped money and security. He does not worship Jesus.
我父亲他就是拜钱财，他不敬拜耶稣。
And secondly, verses 22 and 23, be totally devoted to the service of God.
22到23节，要我们完全的奉献。
It says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. If your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
22节、23节那里说，眼睛就是身上的灯。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就光明。你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里面的光若是黑暗那黑暗是何等的大呢？
Now it's a little bit difficult to understand what Jesus is getting at in this passage.
在这一段里耶稣讲的有点难以理解。
But we know he's been talking about loving God or loving money, so it must be a same theme.
因为在这段里讲的是爱神或者爱钱，其实在这说的是同样的事情。
So the eye is the lamp of the body.Because it enables us to find our way to walk and not crash into anything.
这个眼睛就是身上的灯，因为眼睛为我们找到路，而不是撞到某个上。
So to have a good eye in Jesus' time means to have a true perspective and undivided loyalty to God. God is number one.
在耶稣那个时代说有一个好的眼睛，有一个健康的眼睛，就意味着我们有正确的观点，我们对神完全的忠诚。
So a good eye looks to God, a bad eye is evil and looks to the treasures of this earth.
所以说啊，好的眼睛，健康的眼睛是啊注目神的，而如果一个坏的眼睛呢，就是看地上的东西。
You have a good eye or a bad eye?
你的眼睛，你的观点是好的还是坏的呢？
You're looking at the treasures in heaven, or you're looking at these treasures here.
你是啊，看在天上的财宝呢，或者看地上的东西
？I like shopping at Westfield.
我喜欢到 Westfield 去买东西。
It's very nice.
嗯，东西都很好。
Nice stores.
啊，好的店。
Very clean.
非常的清洁。
New things.
很多的新东西。
Sparkling things.
嗯，都有的都是。
We all like nice new things, don't we?
我们都每个人都喜欢好的新东西。
Sometimes I walk into the shopping center just so I can feel better, because it's nice.
有的时候我去这个 shopping mall 里去，觉得啊，感觉到很好，就是因为里头很光耀。
My good eye, though, will focus me not on the clothes, not on the food, not on the new shoes or the sports shoes, but focus on treasures in heaven.
啊。如果有健康的眼睛的话，就不是看地上吃的好、喝的好、好的新鞋，而是把眼睛注目在神的身上。
And Jesus says, then you can only have one master, not two masters, one master.
耶稣说，你只能有一个主，你不是有两个主。
It says, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money.
这里说一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恨这个，爱就是爱那个，或者重这个就是轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉钱财或者马门。
Jesus wants the disciples to make a choice.
他想啊，耶稣想让门徒做一个选择。
God is God, or money and security is God.
你是钱财是神呢？神是神呢？还是钱财或者你的安全感是神？
My future son-in-law has two bosses.
我的啊，将来的女婿呢，有两个老板。
He works for two different people.
他为两个人工作。
But they are not his masters; they were just his bosses.
他们不是他的主人，只是他的老板。
But Jesus says, when we trust in Him, we are like a slave to Him only.
啊，耶稣说，当我们信靠神的时候，我们就是神的奴仆。
And verse 25. Therefore, I tell you.
所以说，在二十五节说，他说：“我告诉你
，Do not be anxious about your life nor about your body, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.” 25 and 39.
啊，不用为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，啊，为身体忧虑穿什么，你们要先求他的果和他的义。
Okay, so treasures in heaven.
所以说，天上的财宝。
A good eye that looks to heaven.
所以说，你要有好的眼睛的话，你要看天上，只有啊一个主人。
And then, if that is the case, then you can seek God's kingdom, His rule, and not material security.
如果你要是有这样的眼睛的话，你会看到神的管制，能看到啊神所赐给我们的安全感。
But if you don't have money, you worry, right?
但是如果你没有钱，你会忧虑，是不是
？If you don't have a job, you can't pay the bills, you worry.
如果你要没有工作，你就不能付账单，你也会忧虑。
It's normal to worry, become anxious.
有的时候啊，很容易忧虑。
And Jesus now wants to say to them, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, or what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?
所以耶稣说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗
？Look at the birds of the air. So look at the birds flying everywhere. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，这鸟是在天上飞来飞去，他们既不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他。你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们中间哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？But let's be honest, life is hard, and sometimes we worry.
但是我们应当诚实的说，生活是生活是不容易的，所以呢，我们很多容易忧虑。
Many years ago in a stock market crash, I lost a lot of money.
几年前。
Did I worry?
他说那个 stock market 他那个破产了以后，他失去了很多的钱，忧虑吗？也忧虑。
Sometimes you have a car crash.And then you can't afford to buy a new car.
有的时候你的车撞了，但是你买不起新车，没有钱。
Sometimes you have a physical injury, and you need an operation, and you don't have the money to pay.
有的时候你的身体受伤了，你需要做手术，但是没有钱付。
But Jesus says, "Don't worry, trust me, and I will help get you through it."
耶稣说遇到任何情况，你不要忧虑，你信靠什么，神会把你带过去的。
Sometimes God answers in a week, sometimes in a year.
有的时候神会回应我们的祷告，一星期都回应了，有的时候可能花一年的时间。
Now Jesus does not mean just sit there and do nothing if you have no money.
耶稣也不是说的说你就是什么都没有，然后你坐在那儿等着吧，什么也不做。
Someone said to me once, he said, I'm not looking for a job because Jesus said he would give me a job. So I sit at home and I wait for Jesus to give me a job.
有的人说我也不去找工作，我就在家里。耶稣说你就不要忧虑，我就坐在家等吧，等着神来给我找个工作。
I said, if you don't apply for a job, you won't get a job.
神说你要不申请，牧师说你要不申请工作的话，你就找不到工作。
But he said, Jesus said, don't worry, no worries, sit back.
但是耶稣说你不要忧虑啊，你什么不用忧虑，在那坐着等着。
No. You have to understand all of the Bible.
你需要对圣经有整体的认识。
2 Thessalonians says, if anyone will not work, let him not eat.
保罗说，人要是不做工的话，就不能吃饭。
It was saying to lazy people, not the ones trying to find a job, the ones who's just not lazy to work.
这是对那些懒惰人说的，因为懒惰人他不想去工作。
You know those birds that are flying everywhere that God provides for?They go and find their food, right?
你知道鸟在天上飞来飞去，它也是在寻找吃的。
They don't sit in the nest saying, "Come on, God, give me the food." They dive down into the ground, get the worms.
它也不是在鸟窝里就在那等着神来给它食物，它也是需要下来找虫子吃。
And when my cat is hungry, he chases the birds and catches them. Oh, not bad, bad, really bad.
他说当我的猫饿了的时候，它也是会找鸟去。
So we work for our living, and we care for others as well. We earn money to help others.
我们挣钱不仅是养活我们，也要帮助别人。
And friends, we are not exempt from experiencing trouble.
神在这里说，我们这些基督徒也不是说完全的没有难处的。
Jesus, we are to be free from worry, but we are not free from troubles.
神让我们不让我们忧虑，但是并不是说让我们没有难处。
Planes crash.
有的时候飞机会失事。
People get cancer.
有的人会得了病，得了癌症。
People have car accidents.
有的时候人会撞车。
A typhoon hits Japan yesterday.
你说昨天一个飓风冲击了日本。
Famine hits Australia.
饥荒也会冲击澳洲。
But in the middle of our troubles, Jesus, do not worry, trust me.
但是在一切的患难当中，耶稣说，你不要忧虑，你就来信靠我。
And two of my favorite verses are in Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书四章的六到七节，你们应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Sometimes when I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because I'm anxious,
有的时候因为我紧张，不是紧张，就是忧虑的话我早晨3点会起来就醒过来了。
I can just stay anxious, or I can pray.
我可以继续的忧虑，但是我也可以祷告。
It's better to pray for the peace of God to help us.
最好你要祷告，让神的平安临到你。
In verse 33, Jesus summarizes: Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. Put God's rule first.
33节，神让我们来寻找神的统治，寻找神的国和神的义。
Live for the spread of God's kingdom, that more people will become followers of Jesus.
好，我们活着就是来扩张神的国，让更多的人来寻见耶稣。
Let me give you some practical applications now as we come towards the end of the sermon.
让我在讲的最后呢，给一些比较一个实际的做法，怎么样来寻求神的国。
I think in Australia, with so much money and so much wealth, we need to put some of this into practice.
有的时候在澳洲很多的东西，很多的钱财，所以我们需要有一些具体的。
Number one, live simply.
第一个就是你要过简单的生活。
You don't have to be the best dressed person in the city.
你不需要在这个在城市里成为穿的最好的人。
You don't have to have the best car in Norway.
你在挪威你不需要有最漂亮的车。
You don't have to pay for the most expensive haircut every 2 weeks.
你也不需要两周一次花很多的钱剪剪头发。
I'm looking at the women.
我看妇女呢。
I pay $7. It's cheap in Hurstville.
我去赫斯庙花7块钱就把头发理了。
$8 on the weekend.
周末的时候花8块钱。
We're to buy things for usefulness rather than status.
我们买的东西是为了用，而不是为了地位。
Secondly, reject anything that is producing an addiction in you.
第二个是拒绝任何的让你上瘾的东西。
Coca-Cola.
可口可乐。
Wine.
酒。
Chocolate.
巧克力
television
电视
if you can't do without something learn to do without it
如果你要是受不了它的话你就把它扔掉
some people say coffee I need my coffee in the morning 11 o'clock 1 o'clock 3 o'clock 5 o'clock you do not need coffee save a lot of money don't buy too much
有的人都喜欢喝咖啡早晨9点11点1点3点5点都要喝如果上瘾的话你就不要喝
and develop a habit of giving things away
你养成了习惯把没用的东西送给人
if you have things you don't need and other people who need something just give it away don't want any money say I'd like to give you my old fridge it works beautifully don't give them a rotten fridge give them one that works would you like that
你要是有不用不着的东西，你是很状况好的话，你可以给了别人，比如说像你这个冰箱，但是不要把那个非常生锈的冰箱给别人。如果是还可以工作的话，你可以给他。
We'll go to a sister or brother and say, "I'm not who's the same size." I say, "I'm not wearing these clothes. You can have these."
如果别人的衣裳跟你的号是一般大的话，你说我现在不需要了，可以给你。
I know friends who've given away their old cars to people who don't have as much. Instead of selling it for $2,000, here you can have the car for them to use.
我的朋友他把一个旧的汽车给了一个没有多少东西的人，他本来可以买2000块钱的，可以呢，他把它送给了别人。
Someone once said to me, "Why do you just give away the old clothes?" Go and buy some new ones and give them the new ones, and you keep the old ones.
为什么老是把旧衣服给人呢？你去买了新东西，然后把新的送给人，你自己穿旧的。
Reject anything that breeds the oppression of others.
拒绝任何对别人可能产生压抑的东西。
Some companies exploit the poor.In China, in India, and Bangladesh, they pay their workers very little and they charge a lot of money here. Find out who they are and don't buy from them.
有些公司在像中国的、印度的公司就是剥削穷人的。他们给的工资很少但是他们
And if there's anything that distracts you from seeking first the kingdom of God, get it out of your life.
如果在任何的你的生命中任何的东西拦阻你追求神的国你就把这些东西弃掉。
And about giving, the Bible says to give generously.
关于奉献的话，就是施舍的话，你要慷慨的给予。
Let me read to you four verses First one, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 7. Just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, so that you also excel in this grace of giving. We should be generous.
格林多后书第八章七节那里说，你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这词汇的事上也格外的显出满足来。
And then in 2 Corinthians 9, 7, we should be cheerful, he says, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
啊，格林多后书九章七节说，个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要给的勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2, the believers were setting aside money to give to the poor. It says, on the first day of every week, each of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income. So work out how much money you have, take a part of that, put it aside, and give it to God's work.
格林多后前书16章2节呢说，每逢七日的第一日，你要个人照着自己的收入抽出一部分来，来留着，然后啊奉献给别人。
And finally, in 2 Corinthians 8, they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. You see, the Philippians wanted to give to help the poor believers.
你看，在哥林多后书啊八章三到四节说，他们是按着力量，而且过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。这些哥林多人，他们是啊，超过了自己能力，来甘心乐意的来帮助那些穷人。
We learn to be more godly when we release our funds for God's kingdom.
当我们把我们的钱财啊，为了使用在神的国的时候，我们就会变得越来越圣，越神圣。
Let's summarize. Put the kingdom first, Jesus says.
啊，首先我们的节日就是首先把神的国放在第一位。
Work for treasure which lasts, which is in heaven.
让我们为永恒的在天上的财宝而活着。
Have an undivided loyalty to God.
啊，让我们对神有绝对的单一的忠诚。
Choose God as your master.
让神选择神做我们的主人。
Seek God's kingdom, trusting Him for your material needs.
寻求神的国。在物质的需要上完全的来信靠神。
And live simply, give generously.
我们自己过简单的生活，过一个生活的非常简单，但是给予别人的时候要慷慨。
It's challenging, isn't it?
这对我们来是很大的挑战，是不是？
And when Jesus spoke this to the disciples, they were challenged too.
当耶稣给这些门徒讲的时候，我想那些个门徒也感觉到。
As you've seen in this sermon by Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount, as Liambo has been preaching,It cuts to the heart.
当我们来读这个登山宝训的时候，这些话语都刺我们的心的。
Jesus wants us to live different lives to bring glory to Him.
想让我们过跟世人不一样的生活，来荣耀神。
Let me pray.
好，我们祷告。
Dear God, please help us by Your Spirit to put the kingdom first.
主啊，我们感谢你，求你帮助我们。让我们把神的国放在第一位。
Help us to love you and worship you and not money.
帮助我们爱神，帮助我们来敬拜你，而不是爱钱财。
Help us to have a good eye, not an evil eye, which looks at heaven.
帮助我们有一个健康的眼睛，好的眼睛，而不是一个坏的眼睛。让我们单单的来仰望天。
And please help us not to worry.
求你帮助我们不忧虑。
Help us to trust in you, for you are a good God who provides all that we need.
帮助我们来信靠，因为你是一个良善的神，你为我们提供所有的美好的东西。
Please help us with your spirit, because we need help to live this way.
求你帮助我们，求您的圣灵来赐给我们能力，因为我们需要圣灵的能力才能过这样的生活。
To God be the glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
愿神得到荣耀，奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.